This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew. Presented by BetMGM.
Bring it up, Jake. On the BetMGM Network, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, they're pissing me off today. You know, Mike Brown, one of the worst lowers in the history of lowers. Did Jake screw up today? Jake's been pretty good today. I think Jake's solid. On the good list today. Jake's on the good list today. Addie likes the Astros, so she's on my bleep list right now. Because they're... It's like, okay, in all sincerity, like, do the Yankees win the World Series in 2016 if the Astros don't cheat?
That year the Astros
the Cubs won. I'm incorrect about that, yes.
That was the year the Astros beat the Dodgers, correct, in 17?
And yes, and cheated in the World Series also, especially in Game 7 against Yu Darvish.
Yeah, they lit him on fire. that was a terrible experience. No, I think the Dodgers beat the Yankees.
I think that was the Yankees team. I think that was the team. Anyway, really no one cares. Honestly, like, not even me.
Yankee fans
I do. Yeah, I hate the Astros. Because they cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like the Astros like kill the Yankees all the time, but they did cheat then.
They did.
For sure.
Which, hey, and like, that's what they wanted their legacy to be. Yeah. They won another one without cheating, allegedly, but 17's always kind of tainted.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm sorry I brought it up. Like,
blood spoilers.
Yes, it's like, yeah. Yeah, I hate them. Because they cheated. Okay, back to the NFL preseason. Jay Croucher will join us in 20 minutes. We got the Cowboys and the Rams, Femi, in Los Angeles. So we know Matthew Stafford's not playing because he can't like walk yet with his back injury. Yep. The Cowboys are only 2.5-point favorites, which tells me, Femi, that we should not expect to see Dak Prescott, right, coming up on Saturday night. What do we know about the plans for the Cowboys and the Rams on Saturday night in Los Angeles?
So all Brian Schottenheimer said is that they're not going to show a whole lot in the preseason. My guess, that means that they're going to have Dak Prescott on ice. Dak usually doesn't play in the preseason. I don't see why Schottenheimer will do anything different. I'm actually really excited for this game because I want to see Joe Milton. Like, Joe Milton's been throwing bombs in training camp, and, like, it's actually an intriguing guy. We saw him play in Week 18 for New England last year. I think that's a fun aspect of this game. But the Rams, McVay never plays his guys. And, in fact, I think the minute the game starts, the Rams are trying to get the game over as quickly as possible. So that's what we have to work with these teams. But maybe Joe Milton gives us something fun to watch out there.
All right, so quarterback depth chart for the Cowboys, once we get past Dak Prescott, is the former New England Patriot, who was awesome in Week 18 against the, like, helped cost the Patriots the first pick in the draft. Joe Milton is the backup, and Will Greer, former West Virginia Mountaineer, is the third stringer for the Dallas Cowboys. And behind Matthew Stafford for the Rams is obviously Jimmy Garoppolo. There's no way Jimmy G's playing in the preseason game, right?
Not a chance in hell. I'd be stunned if Jimmy's out there.
So that means it's going to be Stetson Bennett, and we have this conversation. I think this is the third year, maybe. Who in the world is Dresser Wynn?
That's a great question. Because like, I know him from the NFL preseason.
Who is Dresser
Wynn?
Yeah, it's like we talk about him every year. Dresser Wynn.
Played at Tennessee Martin.
And also played for the Edmonton Elks of the Canadian. I thought they were the Eskimos.
I'm not really up on the CFL team other than like the Argonauts. I mean, that's Toronto.
But in all seriousness, wasn't it the Edmonton Eskimos?
Maybe.
Did they change the name to the Elks? Because I see Elks now.
Let's see. Edmonton Eskimos. Yeah, I just see Elks when you type. They must have changed the name because whenever you search Eskimos.
The team discontinued Eskimos in 2020. Elks announced on June. Why? Was like Eskimos offensive?
I feel like we could narrow that down to that. Yeah. I guess that's what happened. They just wanted to change.
Do you think the president of the United States will be posting about this?
He's gonna tag Justin Trudeau.
Did Trudeau get voted? Oh, it's Mark.
I thought
Carney,
they got somebody else, right? Yes, I know they got some. I don't know the name. Was it Canadian? Is it Prime Minister? Right, that's what they have.
Yeah, it's I think Mark Carney is his name, right?
Yeah, Mark Carney. Yeah, since 2025, recently. Mark Carney.
Yeah, so tag Mark Carney and be like, listen, like culture's a little different now. Like things have changed. Like things are no longer woke. Like we demand that the Elks go back to being the Edmonton Eskimos. It's like if Canada will run drugs. Like bring back the Eskimos. Period. Now in all caps with 9 exclamation marks.
Otherwise, we will block TSN and no funding.
dude, like the now with all the is insane. Now,
bring
like
it back.
Oh well, but that's, let's push the button and do it right now at the second. Like, and then we're gonna have the first ever NFL CFL crossover, and the game will be the Washington Redskins against the Edmonton Eskimos.
The anti-woke ball.
Yes, and honestly, we'll have a football-baseball crossover, and the Cleveland Indians will be in the game as well.
Like we got to make the Blue Jays an offensive name. versus the Toronto something. That's
all right.
So the Edmonton Elks.
All right, anyway.
That's what we was
Yeah, so about. Dresser Wynn played for the Edmonton Eskimos, a.k.a. the Edmonton Elks. And... the betting market here is Cowboys minus 2.5. Like, I think I like Dallas, right? Like, Joe Milton.
Yes.
Stetson Bennett was more successful in college, but like Joe Milton's a way better NFL prospect than Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, and Joe Milton's the exact kind of guy that you want in the preseason as well. Super big athlete, like, the guy that's going to be able to sort of, like, correct some of the wrongs of the offensive line that's out there. I think Milton probably plays a half. Now, he did like kind of like bang his hand on an offensive lineman earlier this week, but they held him out of practice yesterday. Sounds like that was just precautionary. They wanted to make sure that he'd be good to go for Saturday's preseason game. So I think we see him for a half and then maybe Will Greer the other half. I want to see Milton the whole game, but that's just me as a fan. But yeah, I think if I had to bet this game, it's going to be Dallas. It's probably Dallas money line. I don't want to mess around with laying two and all that stuff. Like those numbers are actually key numbers in the preseason. So I'll lay some minus 135 or try to put it in a parlay.
Do you get the sense that that Shoddy's going to be a preseason tryhard?
I don't. He keeps saying that he's holding stuff back. I don't know if that's like to like excuse the bad performance that they had in the joint practice, which didn't sound like that went well against the Rams. He's like, oh, like we're holding stuff back. I don't think he's going to be a tryhard. Now, I don't think he's just going to be like the McVay route where like he's actively trying to end the game. But I think that they'll be like neutral. Like similar to what McCarthy was. McCarthy wasn't a tryhard. He didn't really like not care, but like it was just kind of neutral. I think that's what Shoddy will be.
Okay. So I think both of us like the Cowboys. No real opinion for me on the total. I guess I lean towards the under, and that's what's getting bet. The total is 33.5. Because once you get past it's dude, the under might be the bet. Because it's Will Greer, Stetson Bennett, and Dresser Wynn.
Not great.
Yeah, I think I like the under.
I really don't want to watch Will Greer.
Well, I got good news for you. No one's forcing you to watch this game. We'll move on to the Titans and the Buccaneers in Tampa, where Tennessee's a 3.5-point road favorite, total 32.5. We know Cam Ward and the starters are playing like all three preseason games. Mm-hmm. That's already announced by Brian Callahan. And Femi, this betting market tells me that Baker Mayfield and the Bucs starters will not be playing. What do you have for us on Tampa in the preseason? And then we'll do the depth charts.
Yeah, Todd Bowles said that if the joint practices go well with Tennessee, that he'll focus on playing the younger guys in the preseason. So I'm assuming they went well, because right now there's no indication that we're going to see the Bucs starters. So that's where we sit right now with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you mentioned the Tennessee, they're going to play their guys. So I guess it's the Tennessee ones versus the Bucs like twos and threes in the first half.
So Tennessee, quarterback situation, once we get past Cam Ward, remember Will Levis is out for the season. It's not good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fine for the preseason, but I mean, if Cam Ward goes down, like they might go 0-17. Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle, just like, I mean, ugh. Like I want to know what Tim Boyle's deal with Satan, that he's still in the NFL, like his deal with the devil, that he remains on
an
NFL roster. He's brutal. I guess so. And for Tampa, I'm guessing that Teddy Bridgewater, who just got signed, will not play, which means that we will get, and Michael Pratt's got a back injury. So I think this is going to be Kyle Trask. And who the hell is Connor Bazelak? Bazelak? Tyler, who's Connor Bazelak?
He, I believe he played in Missouri. He played somewhere else last year. He's not good. No, they're just bad quarterback. Just not good.
Is he a good athlete?
So we have...
No.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need.
Tyler, are you confident in that? Or like, are you making that up? Or do you know for sure he's not a good athlete?
No, I know for sure. He's played in the SEC for a few years. Okay. He's been around.
Okay, so... I'll just say, like, people I talked... Like, Kyle Trask... Like, here's all you need to know about Kyle Trask. The Bucks signed Teddy Bridgewater. So they don't think he's very good. So it's going to be Trask and Bazelak, probably. I don't even know that's how you pronounce his name. And, I mean, look, like... I Brandon Allen and Tim Boyle stink, but they stink in the regular season. I think it's Titans' money line here in something.
Yeah, doesn't Boyle kind of stink in the preseason, too? Like, I don't know. Like, Brandon Allen, I'll be a little bit more confident in that one. But Boyle, I feel like he just stinks in general. I think it's the under for me. And it's already super low. Like, there's 133 that I see, but I see mainly 32.5. But MGM has 32.5. I think I'm betting the under. I don't trust these quarterbacks. And I think this could end up being just, like, a putrid football game, as most preseason games are. But this one in particular, I like the under.
I think I like Titans money line as part of a parlay piece, but we'll talk about this more tomorrow. I want to do at least one more game here,
and then
we'll finish out tomorrow. How about Chiefs Cardinals in Arizona, where the Cardinals are 1.5 point favorites? The total's 38.5. Femi, what can you tell us about Jonathan Gannon's plans? I believe Kyler Murray's playing, right? And what is Andy Reid planning for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs starters?
Yeah, so Jonathan Gannon is going to play Kyler Murray. This is a little bit of a change after what we saw last year. They sat Kyler Murray, didn't play at all in the preseason. He's going to be out there with the rest of the starters Saturday night. And I think this is in anticipation of the Chiefs playing their guys. I think the Cardinals want to get a realistic look. Andy Reid traditionally plays Mahomes, not just in one, multiple preseason games. So I would expect that to be the same. Have not heard anything yet from Andy Reid, but my guess is that tomorrow he'll confirm that Mahomes and those guys will play like a couple series. So this will be fun, at least in the first quarter. So I think that's what we have to work with the Chiefs and the Cardinals. But yeah, I would have guessed that we're going to see Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray dueling it out Saturday night.
The Chiefs always have like a good backup quarterback. Like they're really good about it behind Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. This year, the Chiefs backup is Gardner Minshew. Also in the Chiefs quarterback room is former Patriot Bailey Zappi, who I once referred to as Bailey Slappy because he lost me a bet. And this guy's on a roster every year. I don't like Chris Olodokun.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay. So Minshew, Zappi, Olodokun behind Patrick Mahomes. And for the Arizona Cardinals, behind Kyler Murray, we have Jacoby Brissett and Clayton Name That Tune.
Remember they put him in there against the Cleveland Browns a couple years ago?
Oh, I do.
they sacrificed Clayton Tune.
Did he start week one? No, right?
No, there was like whispers that he might, but he did not start. Because like that was the year that like, Dobbs ended up starting
Kyler
week one because they had just signed him like two weeks
that's
ago.
That's exactly right. Correct. That's exactly right. Because Kyler was coming off the ACL.
Yeah, and then like Dobbs and they cut him or whatever, and then when Kyler got back,
and
then Dobbs
went and
played for the
like 400 yards. Yeah, and Dobbs was good those couple games for Arizona.
Yeah.
So this is Brissett and Tune against. Mm-hmm. We'll see how much Minshew plays against like Zappi and Olodokun.
I mean, Minshew obviously is clearly the best guy.
Total's 38.5.
I mean, it kind of makes a little bit of sense. You know, like Tune started a game. Now, it wasn't great.
And most importantly, like Mahomes and Kyler are going to play a little bit.
Yes, those guys are playing. So, yeah, like those guys maybe give you a little bit of a head start there. Minshew kind of gets you to probably midway through the second quarter. Zappi takes you to halftime and beyond. I could see that why the total's pretty high. I think for me, it feels like Arizona would be a bet for me. I think they want to really like kind of change the way that they go about things. And the fact that they are playing Kyler feels like they're being a little bit intentional. So if I had to bet the game, I think it would be the Cardinals, but I'm still kind of back and forth with this one. I don't know if I'm going to bet it.
I think it's, I think everything's right. I think I'm going to pass this game.
Yeah. Well, then you're right to do that. Cardinals slight favorites. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Let's start Jets-Packers, the Aaron Rodgers Bowl, and we'll do more on it tomorrow. So Green Bay's Favre. A 2.5-point favorite, totals 36.5. The Favre Bowl also. Do we know the plans, Femi, for either Justin Fields and the Jets and their starters, Jordan Love for the Packers and their starters?
What we know is that LaFleur refuses to tell anybody. He said he's made up his mind, but is not telling anyone, the media, the players, the coaches. So I guess we're going to find out Saturday night. Nothing yet from Aaron Glenn and the New York Jets. My guess is that they play. Justin Fields has been campaigning to play. We'll see if Aaron Glenn hears him out.
For the Packers, behind Jordan Love, Malik Willis, Sean Clifford, and someone named Taylor Elgersma. And for the Jets, Tyrod Taylor, Adrian Martinez, and someone named Brady Cook behind Justin Fields. On the other side, NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher joins us here on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.